Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. Tonight on the Worldview Report, the pushback against a digital dollar is starting to gain some limited traction in Congress. Mississippi has become the latest red state to ban healthcare professionals from medically transitioning children under 18 years of age. Have you missed a car payment lately? In the not-too-distant future, that could trigger a kill switch to lead your car to repossess itself. Pentagon announces a brand new aid package to Ukraine, including ammunition and an assortment of killer drones. And brace yourself for higher prices at the meat market as the inventory of beef cattle in America hits its lowest point in 60 years. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The Biden regime is attempting to develop an authoritarian-style and surveillance-style digital dollar through executive orders, warned House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, and he warned this last week. The four-term congressman recently introduced the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act to prohibit, quote, unelected bureaucrats, end quote, in Washington from issuing a central bank digital currency that critics argue could diminish Americans' financial privacy rights. The Epoch Times reports that the bill, which has several Republican co-sponsors, including Representative Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, and Representative Young Kim, Republican of California, this bill would ensure that the Federal Reserve is held accountable in its research and development of a digital dollar. Emerald, speaking at a news conference, said, quote, the consequences, if we get it wrong, are far too serious. The Biden administration is currently itching to create a digital authoritarian-style, surveillance-style digital dollar through an executive order, end quote. The bill, Emerald says, would restrict the central bank from issuing a CBDC or using a CBDC to implement monetary policy and control the national economy. Added that efforts to digitize the U.S. dollar need to be transparent and protect Americans' right to financial privacy. Developing a digital version of the greenback must enhance financial inclusion, ensure transactions are efficient, and refrain from threatening Americans' privacy or sovereignty. Emmer added that, quote, we need these common sense guardrails to prevent unelected bureaucrats here in Washington from sacrificing Americans' right to financial privacy. We do not want to emulate the CCP. We should not be taking our direction from the Communist Party of China, end quote. Mississippi has become the eighth state, all of them Republican-dominated, to ban healthcare professionals from providing so-called, quote, gender-affirming care, end quote, from children, what officials say will stop the attempt to, quote, push a sick and twisted ideology, end quote, on children. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, signed the GOP House-led bill number 1125, also known as the Regulate Experimental Adolescent Procedures, or REAP. This is an act, and it went into law on February 28th. Under the legislation, which is effective immediately, individuals, well, in that state, are banned from, quote, knowingly engaging in conduct that aids or abates, end quote, the performance or inducement of gender transition procedures for Mississippians under the age of 18. The bill also prevents public funds or tax deductions for prohibited gender transition procedures, noting that the direct or indirect use, grant, payment, or distribution of public funds to any entity, organization, or individual that provides gender transition procedures to individuals under the age of 18 is also prohibited. It also puts in place enforcement procedures on the Mississippi State Board of Medical Licensure. Any healthcare professional found to be in violation of the ban will have their license to practice medicine in the state revoked. The measure, which also prevents Medicaid from reimbursing or providing coverage for gender transition for persons under the age of 18, allows for healthcare providers to be sued by their former patients via their parent within 30 years. Governor Reeves said in a statement, quote, at the end of the day, there are two positions here. One tells children they're beautiful the way they are, that they can find happiness in their own bodies. The other tells them that they should take drugs and cut themselves up with expensive surgeries in order to find freedom from depression. I know which side I'm on. No child in Mississippi will have these drugs or surgeries pushed upon them, end quote. In a separate statement on Twitter shortly before signing the law, Reeves said there are individuals in the state who are, quote, attempting to push a sick and twisted ideology that seeks to convince our kids they're in the wrong body and the solution is to drug, sterilize, and castrate themselves. To these radical activists, I only have one thing to say, not in Mississippi, end quote. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, also a Republican, signed a similar bill called Help Not Harm. She signed that into law last month. Similar bans have also been passed in Alabama, Arizona, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, although some of them are currently being blocked by lawsuits. The Liberal American Civil Liberties Union said in a statement that the new legislation, quote, shuts the door on medical best practice and puts politics between parents, their children, and their doctors, end quote. The ACLU said it will continue to fight against, quote, attacks on trans youth across the country, end quote. In a glimpse of the dystopian future that technocrats have in store for us, Ford Motor Company filed a U.S. patent application that shows autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles could potentially repossess themselves if their owners miss their lease or loan payments. Zero Hedge writes, quote, the idea of self-driving cars repossessing themselves may sound dystopian, but it's not surprising that automakers are considering this technology to ensure payment. Repossession is a common practice, and we've described recently, cracks are beginning to form in the subprime auto loan market, end quote. Patent titled, quote, Systems of Methods to Repossess a Vehicle, end quote, explains how a future lineup of Ford vehicles would be capable of, quote, disabling a functionality of one or more components of the vehicle, end quote. This patent application was first filed with the U.S. Patent Office in August of 2021 and formally published less than 2 weeks ago on February 23rd. According to the application, if a driver misses a car payment, the vehicle will disable air conditioning, radio, GPS, and cruise control to irritate the driver. If the owner misses more payments, repossession cycle will worsen. The car would emit an, quote, incessant and unpleasant sound, end quote. Worse, the vehicle might lock out the driver on certain days until payments are made. And still, if the lockout doesn't work and payments are missed, the vehicle could drive to a safe nearby location. You got to be kidding me. For a repossession team to seize it and avoid confrontation with the owner. This is, folks, technocracy. This is how they will control us. Well, Patrick Wood, my buddy, who's an expert on technocracy, commented as follows regarding this technology. Quote, with the addition of kill switches and full control automation of the car, they can be programmed to automatically repossess themselves if you miss a payment. Further, if the police want to pull you over faster than you pull yourself over, kill switch could be used to force you to the side of the road. Even during a routine stop, your car could be disabled to prevent driving away prematurely, end quote. It should be noted that buried in the Biden regime's infrastructure bill passed by Congress in 2021 is a section that mandates all vehicles manufactured in the United States to be outfitted with such remote kill switches by 2026. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you have food insurance? I'm sure you have car insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical insurance. But what about food insurance? We saw after COVID just how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We saw what happened to basics like soups, meat, paper towels, toilet paper. This again showed the fragile nature of our just-in-time inventory. In fact, we've now, since COVID, seen, well, what appears to be an orchestrated attack on our food and food processing plants. And then, of course, now the war on poultry, chickens. Well, we know that many of these things the elite do, they plan. And they plan it for one reason, control. A few years ago, I did a whole series on how they plan to control us. Food, finances, firearms, foreign invasion, family health care. I listed multiple F's that they can use to control us. One of them, of course, is food and finances. We talk about those things a lot. In fact, I think it was about 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a document called Reset the Table, where they're talking about nationalizing our food industry. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, food is a great way to control people. And if you would like to have your own food insurance, as I've had for my family since 2013, then we invite you to go to WVWTVstore.com and check out the freeze-dried food we offer. It's actually really good. Tastes really good. You can get everything from a two-week kit to a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Then you can get a three-month kit, 6 months, year, 2 year. If you do a 2 year or more, we advise you to use the phone and Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. So you can order online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. As I said, I've had emergency freeze-dried food for my family since 2013. I didn't mention it on the air until 2016. When I did, well, we got a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How do we get it? We thought, well, you know what? If our audience wants it, let's provide that service to our audience, and we'll use a reasonable profit in there to fund our broadcast network. And that's exactly what we've done. So I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food from a lot of different sources. Thank you for purchasing it from us because we're able to provide you with a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep offering free radio shows and free TV shows. By the way, they're free to you, but not to us. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill to push out free programming. So if you appreciate that fact, please consider ordering your emergency freeze-dried food from us at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com or by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's happening in the world today, why would you not want your own food insurance? Thank you. Welcome back. The ranching industry has been under attack for decades, and beef inventories prove it. Globalists at the UN and the World Economic Forum have been telling us for years that it's an environmental sin to eat meat. For that reason, it needs to disappear, and it is starting to do exactly that. Breitbart reports that the beef cattle inventory in the United States is at its lowest point since 1962. That's according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA's biannual cattle report showed that as of January 1st, 2023, there are 89.3 million head of cattle in the U.S. That's 3% lower than the total from a year ago and the lowest since 2015. Of that number, 38.3 million cows and heifers have calved. The data shows a total of 28.9 million beef cows, which are those explicitly bred for slaughter and meat sales. As of the start of this year, that's down nearly 4% from last year, and the lowest the agency has recorded since 1962. According to Beef Magazine, some challenges and reasons for the decline in beef cows, well, they appear to be the input prices and the drought last year. The magazine's own author, Ryan McGinney, wrote the following, quote, "For many producers throughout the country, 2022 had offered a perfect storm of economic and weather-related challenges. Input costs such as diesel and fertilizer doubling or even tripling, and a hot, dry summer that only increased reliance on groundwater in the absence of rainfall. For cattle producers in particular, drought conditions offered no replenishment of dwindling forage supplies, leaving many producers to cull deeper into their herds than they might have otherwise preferred. Elevated beef cull prices contributed to an 11% increase in beef cow slaughter." That's according to the USDA, end quote. University of Kentucky's Kenny Burdine and James Mitchell, extension livestock economists for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture, well, they recently explained that, quote, "There was no question that the beef cow herd had gotten smaller and that the cattle production's downward trend does not seem like it will reverse in 2023, end quote. More proof there seems to be a food crisis on the way. 2 days after a barrage of Ukrainian-made drones struck deep into the heart of Russia, a brazen armed assault took place in the southern Bryansk region of Russia, killing a man and wounding a 10-year-old child. According to an account given by Russian President Vladimir Putin, the perpetrators were armed Ukrainian militants. The Ukrainian government is accusing the Russians of running a false flag. Watch this.
Ну что ж, друзья, вот и свершилось. Русский добровольческий корпус перешел государственную границу Российской Федерации. Доказательство прямо за моей спиной. Мы не воюем с гражданскими, не убиваем безоружных. Имейте это в виду. Теперь пришло время обычным гражданам России понять, что они не рабы. Поднимайте бунт, сражайтесь.
Putin said Russia was hit by a, quote, terrorist attack, end quote, in the southern Bryansk region bordering Ukraine and vowed to crush what he said was a Ukrainian sabotage group that had fired at Russian civilians. Moscow said Ukrainians had crossed the frontier, fired on a car, killing one person and wounding a child, and briefly held up to six hostages in a shop. Putin reportedly convened an emergency meeting of his Security Council. After meeting with his Security Council, Putin addressed the cross-border terror attack in a video address, stating, quote, They opened fire on civilians. They saw that there were children in the car, end quote. In an official TASS release, Putin blamed the attack on Ukrainian neo-Nazis and added, quote, they will not succeed. We will crush them, end quote. Russia's FSB security service said, quote, Ukrainian nationalists, end quote, have been pushed back over the Ukrainian border. TASS reported, citing an unnamed security official, that two villages in the region were under attack by, quote, several dozen armed fighters, end quote. Quote, in order to avoid civilian casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure, the enemy has been pushed into Ukrainian territory, end quote. That's what the domestic security service said in a statement carried by Russian news agencies. Ukraine accused Russia of staging a false provocation, but also appeared to imply some form of operation had indeed been carried out by Russian anti-government partisans. A foreign correspondent for The Economist, a Rothschild-owned mouthpiece for super elite wealthy globalist families, accused the Russians of running a, quote, false flag, end quote. The senior advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky said on Twitter, quote, the story about the Ukrainian sabotage group in RF, meaning Russian Federation, is a classic deliberate provocation, end quote. A day earlier, after drone attacks on Russia, which Moscow blamed on Ukraine, the same advisor suggested these were attempts at domestic assaults carried out by Russians. Clint Ehrlich, who describes himself as a foreign policy analyst who has appeared on Fox News, the BBC, and Dateline NBC, posted photos to his Twitter account that he said proves one of the attackers was Denis Nikitin, a pro-Ukrainian neo-Nazi. Marking the first anniversary of Russia's invasion, the Pentagon announced its continuing support for Ukraine with a $2 billion commitment to send the embattled country more ammunition and a variety of small, high-tech drones. The latest package of long-term security assistance for Ukraine comes just days after Joe Biden made an unannounced visit to Kiev and pledged America's continuing commitment to Ukraine. Biden told President Zelensky and his people that, quote, Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you, end quote. In a statement, the Pentagon said the latest package includes weapons to counter Russia's unmanned drone system and will include the upgraded Switchblade 600 kamikaze drone, as well as electronic warfare detection equipment. It also includes money for additional ammunition for the high-mobility artillery rocket systems, artillery rounds, and munitions for laser-guided rocket systems. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement that the first anniversary of Russia's invasion is a chance for all who believe in freedom, quote, to recommit ourselves to supporting Ukraine's brave defenders for the long haul, and recall that the stakes of Russia's war stretch far beyond Ukraine, end quote. Just days after Austin traveled to Kiev in April of 2022 to meet with Zelensky, he launched a now monthly meeting of ministers of defense and defense chiefs to ensure that military aid keeps flowing to Ukraine. In other news, it is a well-known fact that U.S. weapons abandoned in Afghanistan are showing up in other war zones, including the Indian-controlled Kashmir. Now there are reports that Joe Biden forced U.S. troops to stand down, even when checkpoints were attacked in Afghanistan. But it gets worse. According to a report by the Gateway Pundit, the Biden regime is hiding the side deals it made with the Taliban before it botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Investigative journalist Paul Sperry reported through his Twitter account that Biden made U.S. troops in Afghanistan coordinate with his envoy on how and when they could engage with the Taliban enemy. Troops were not allowed to engage, even when checkpoints were attacked. Biden's envoy brokered withdrawal with the Taliban 5 Obama freed from Gitmo. That's what Paul Sperry reported in his Twitter post. Sperry further reported that, quote, Pentagon's Inspector General for Afghanistan complained in a new report the Biden administration is hiding classified annexes detailing side deals it made with the Taliban before the withdrawal, including restrictions on U.S. fighting and Taliban counterterror efforts, end quote. Metro, a British news outlet, reports that a family has been left heartbroken after a 20-year-old woman with no known health conditions died suddenly at home in late February. Libby Perveral, an aspiring beautician, collapsed in her father's arms and started foaming at the mouth, the family home in West Drayton near Heathrow Airport. She attempted CPR after she fell unconscious, and an ambulance arrived within 10 minutes, but she could not be saved. That's what the news outlet reported. Libby is suspected to have suffered a heart attack, but her age and good health meant the traumatic incident, quote, even shocked the paramedics, end quote. That's what the family said, describing her as a beautiful girl without a, quote, bad word to say about anyone, end quote. Libby's brother, Charlie, said they have still not received any explanation from doctors as to how she died. She was said to be taking medication for anxiety and depression, but had not been diagnosed with any physical ailments. Charlie said Libby's dad was making her a cup of tea in the morning when she complained about, quote, pain in my chest, end quote. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Johns Hopkins School of Medicine professor Dr. Martin Makary called out the U.S. government on Tuesday at a House Select Subcommittee hearing on the coronavirus pandemic for misleading the public. Speaking to the committee, Makary noted, quote, the greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now, we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in medicine. It has been for decades. Do you just ignore it? Not talk about it? End quote. Take a look at the doctor's comment.
Thank you, Chairman Winstrup and Ranking Member Ruiz and members of the committee. Thank you for the invitation to present. Public health officials have made many tragic mistakes during the pandemic. Failure to warn of the pandemic for months, ignoring natural immunity, dismissing the lab leak as a conspiracy, closing schools, masking toddlers, boosting young healthy people, pushing boosters for young people, bypassing FDA expert panel customary votes that we've been using for decades, telling people to wash their hands like crazy, thinking it was a surface transmission problem, when the other known coronaviruses that cause severe illness, SARS and MERS, were both airborne. Routinely telling people that they have to get the second dose 3 or 4 weeks after the first dose, when good data came out of the UK that 3 months was the ideal time for the second dose, lowering complication rates like myocarditis and increasing antibody response. Telling people the data on the bivalent vaccine was crystal clear when it was authorized based on data from 8 mice, and to date, no randomized controlled trial has been conducted. And failing to speak out against the cruel and inhumane hospital visitation policies that prevented people from seeing their dying loved ones, a human rights violation. To be clear, public health officials are not wrong for making recommendations based on the knowledge that they had at the time. But that's not actually what happened. They were wrong because they refused to evolve their positions as the data became abundantly clear. For example, young, healthy people were essentially spared of this pandemic. They had an infection fatality rate no worse than influenza. In fact, ask anyone who's pushing COVID vaccines on healthy young people. Has any young, healthy child died in the United States of COVID in the last 3 years? Do you know? Do any of you know? The CDC director didn't know when she was asked at this Congress. The numbers have never been provided. Could be 2, could be 10, could be 25 kids over 3 years, far less than other common respiratory viruses. Germany did a study. It was 0 kids, 5 through 11 years of age, that died that were healthy in that entire country in the population study. So what are we doing? Using intense dogma, telling 50 million children they have to lose their livelihood of learning and being in school and school lunch programs and covering their faces. Based on what? This intense arrogance is what people are frustrated by, and they have a right to be upset right now. The data was abundant for a long time. We're not talking about making the best decision at the time with the information at hand. We're talking about ignoring data on natural immunity, over 160 studies now over 2 years, including a JAMA study that my team published out of Hopkins. Why didn't they even do this study? My team had to go out and invite people who had the infection early on, and then a year and 2 years after the infection, see whether or not they had antibodies. Not a hard study to do. I, too, Ranking Member Ruiz, am concerned about misinformation. The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it? That myocarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people.
How many more reputable doctors need to come out and expose the fraud that came out of our federal government authorities before someone, somewhere, is held accountable? For without accountability, folks, accountability among our elected and appointed officials, our republic, as we know it, is dead. Without accountability, there can be no freedom for the people. No, none. Not at all. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Here's the ways you can do it. You can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66 and get the brand new MyPillow 2.0 with brand new cooling technology. MyPillow 2.0 is out. Again, please go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. You get savings. In fact, it's a buy one, get one free deal right now. But you got to use that code B66 or you don't get savings and we don't get credit. If you use another code, someone else gets credit. Use B66 and this broadcast gets credit, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep producing the program and giving it to you for free every night. So please use the promo code B66 at MyPillow.com when ordering your sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. We've extended our free freight offer on freeze-dried food through March. Many of you have asked, we extend it because I need a budget for the purchase. I need to talk to my spouse. I've got to figure out what we need. So we are extending the free freight through March. You can get it at WVWTVstore.com. Now, we offer free freight. Not everybody does free freight. That is going to save some of you hundreds of dollars, particularly when you're ordering a one-year or two-year of freeze-dried food, because that's a lot of buckets and a lot of weight. So you're going to save hundreds of dollars as we pick up the freight. So free freight at WVWTVstore.com. It's also a big part of our general operating budget. We offer you a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. So we're all winning. So we have the budgets we need to keep pushing out free programming to you. So please tell your family and friends as well about ordering emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supply in general, right there at WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357. Place your order over the phone, 901-468-9357. And then finally, don't forget about our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you'd like to support our work so we can keep pushing out free programming, we don't put it behind a paywall. We put it out there for you to see immediately. A lot of people put their stuff behind a paywall, and you've got to pay or you never see it. We push it out for free. WVWFoundation.com is our foundation where you can make a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. All right. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com.